This podcast is sponsored by Cloud Optimizer.
As a business owner or IT manager, are your cloud investment costs going up and you don't know why? It's time for Cloud Optimizer. As you migrate your business to the cloud, what you're spending and why you're spending it can get a little hazy. But Cloud Optimizer clears up the mystery and puts the cloud to work for you. Cloud Optimizer starts by analyzing usage patterns, right-sizing resources, leveraging discounts you may not be aware of, implementing automation, and much more. And by reducing unnecessary expenses and maximizing performance, Cloud Optimizer guarantees you a savings of 5 times what you spend for their service. As you utilize cloud-based services more and more, you don't have to lose sight or control of your spend. You can stay agile, streamline your costs, and optimize your performance, plus save significant money with Cloud Optimizer.
Make the cloud work for you with Cloud Optimizer. Get a free assessment and find out how much you can save by going to cloudoptimizer.com. Go to cloudoptimizer.com for your free assessment. That's cloudoptimizer.com.
I want to thank you for listening and for all your support as we at Death, Sex, and Money have made our move to Slate. Your stories, voice memos, and emails have meant so much to the team. As part of this transition, there's a new way to support our show financially at Slate, our new home, and you'll get something special in return. Subscribe to Slate Plus, and you'll not only support our work on Death, Sex, and Money, you'll get access to new benefits, including listening to us and all of the other great shows Slate makes, like Slow Burn and Decoder Ring, without any ads or sponsor breaks. To subscribe, just click Try Free at the top of the Death, Sex, and Money show page on Apple Podcasts, or visit slate.com/DSM Plus to get access wherever you listen. Thanks. Today, I've got something special for you.
Oh, we gotta talk to strangers.
Strangers.
Hi, it's Anna, and I want to introduce you to Kathy Tu and Tobin Lowe. I first met them 2 years ago when they had an idea for a new podcast.
This show is called Nancy, so like the question I'm asking people is, what do you think a show called Nancy would be about?
I've been listening in as they've been building this show.
I think it would be about a little old lady named Nancy.
A 30 to 40-year-old woman whose husband left her.
Who has lots of cats.
They started when I was still in New York, and they were working just a few desks away. And I'm so excited for you to finally get to listen.
Well, it's actually going to be an LGBTQ podcast.
Oh, I like that.
Yes, Tobin and Kathy are bringing all things gay into your podcast feed. That's one reason to listen. Another reason I love what they're doing is their stories are fun, honest, and edgy. They're all about identity and love and desire and family, and they don't have tidy endings, which I am all about, and I think you'll like them too. This is one of the first stories Team Nancy shared with me. It's about Kathy, her mom, and coming out with the help of Google Translate.
Hello, hello. Ni hao.
When I was about 5 years old, my parents told me we were going on vacation. So I packed up my little blue backpack, walked onto a giant airplane, and we moved from Taipei to Los Angeles. We moved so that my sister and brother and I could have a better education. So of course, right away, they stuck me in school. And I, knowing no English, promptly failed first grade. But to be fair, I did start in the middle of the year, and, you know, I thought I was on vacation. So obviously, I've learned English, but I've lost a lot of my Mandarin along the way. My parents speak mostly in Chinese, so our conversations are usually in Chinglish. When I was growing up, my mom would yell at me in Chinese to clean up the living room because something was out of place, and I would scream back in English, "I'll do it soon." And it usually was my mom doing the yelling because she did the bulk of the parenting. So her opinion is the one I care about most. And frustratingly, she's the only one who refuses to hear me come out.
My name? Chinese Chen Shunlian. English name is Emily.
Her English name is Emily. She grew up in rural Taiwan, dirt poor.
She told me that, like, when she was little, she'd be so happy even just to have, like, a little bit of, like, chicken on the table or something.
That's Rosalind.
Oh, I'm your sister, older sister.
My mom was always working. She helped at the family laundromat, and when she was 16, she went to nursing school, because that's what her mom told her to do. She worked as a nurse until she moved to the States when she was 33. She'd probably say she's never met a gay person in her life. That she knew of, at least. Until me. The first time I came out to my mom was after I'd returned from a college semester in Taiwan, relearning Mandarin. I was living in LA and in my first relationship with a girl. And even though I felt like my mom wouldn't take kindly to this news, I felt like I needed to try. Maybe it'll be okay, I thought. Maybe she'll understand and I've been scared for no reason. And with my new Mandarin skills, I'll be able to really explain myself. So I wrote my mom a long email, and buried in the middle were four short sentences about having a girlfriend. As soon as I hit send, I felt like I'd planted a bomb. About an hour later, my mom called. She yelled and screamed for me to move home. And through my ugly crying, I remember her saying, "I was always afraid of this, and I can't accept it." But I didn't go home. In fact, we basically ignored that interaction ever happened. Instead, my mom and I went back to fighting about everything else.
I think you both have very strong personality and very strong cultural beliefs. Like, those ideas are very, very different. So I think you guys clash a lot at the times.
When my mom and I fight, she usually ends with, "Remember that you're Chinese."
Remember that you're Chinese? The Chinese value, the tradition of honoring and respecting elderly, the way you speak, the way you think has to be more of a conservative, it's a more conservative tradition, you know.
Because she's so conservative, we clashed over everything. Growing up, we clashed because I never wanted to wear dresses or anything pink. We clashed because I wanted to play hockey and take martial arts classes. I wanted her to be proud of me for putting together my IKEA dresser without my dad's help. She shook her head and said, "You better learn to let a guy help you, or you'll never find a husband." Back then, even though I didn't know I was queer, I knew I was different, and I was ashamed of it. So I spent a lot of time in my room watching TV, wishing I were someone else, and living in my daydreams. A few years after I came out for the first time, I was living back at home, single, and studying for the bar exam. I felt like I had no control over my life, and every day felt like a never-ending slog. My mom did her best to support me. She left me alone to study, and she made sure I had food and snacks. But even with all that support, I still felt like there was this invisible wall between us. At this point in my life, I was out to everyone I knew, and very happy about it. I guess what I didn't expect was that I'd still long for my mom's validation. So, sitting in my room, books and lectures screaming at me, I thought, I need to come out to my mom again. But this time, I came armed. I found a Mandarin flyer from a local gay rights organization. In bold type at the top, it said, awkwardly translated, "After your children came out, a guide for parents of gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender children." I started a new email, attached the flyer, and pressed send. I emailed my mom, who was downstairs. About an hour later, I still hadn't heard anything from her, so I went downstairs into the kitchen where my mom was doing the dishes. I asked if she got my email, and she nodded. Then I asked if she wanted to talk. And she said, without looking at me, "What do you want me to say?" I didn't have an answer for her. I didn't have the words for validate my existence. So I said nothing. And we went back to not talking about it. Which brings us to the third time that I've come out to my mom, a couple years later.
Hello, hello. 你好.
We sat down in my sister's room because it's the quietest place in my parents' house.
Okay, so this is what I was thinking. We're going to talk about things, and then we're going to use Google Translate for the things that don't make any sense.
Ah, Google Translate sometimes. It cannot translate. Very good.
Yeah, but the point is, if you understand me.
I understand, but you guys do not understand me.
Really? Because I think that you don't understand me.
I don't know. Okay, whatever.
So we'll try.
I wanted to try it this way because my previous attempts at coming out ended so abruptly. First she yelled at me, then she shut me down. But maybe part of the problem was that I've been approaching it as an announcement rather than a conversation. So this time, we were going to talk. She had the tools she needed to ask whatever she wanted and to say what she wanted. And I could too. So I did.
Part of me not liking myself for so long is that I had to keep hiding part of me from you because you refused to talk to me about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I'm not completely gay, but I'm mostly gay.
Mm-hmm.
That's not something you choose to do. It's just something that you are. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You have no response?
你要我要什么样的 response 呢?
What kind of response do you expect from me?
See, that's the same thing you told me last time. Like, when I sent information to you in Chinese, I asked if you had any questions. You said no, and what else do you want me to say? And I just wanted to talk about it because it's a big part of my life. And I think...
Okay, 你一定要我讲,我就讲吧,我也没有办法.
If you insist, I will talk about it.
The gay, I know the gay, the mean, but every parent 都希望你有一个 normal 的 life.
But every parent wants you to have a normal life.
The normal life, you know, the 结婚生子,
marriage and okay? kids.
这是我希望你们这样做.
This is what I hope for you.
Like my parents,
this was the expectation from my parents. So I expect the same from my own children.
那如果你真的是一个同性恋者, 我也没有办法,
if you really are gay, there's nothing I can do about it.
就像我刚才,
because this is your choice.
我只希望你一件事情,
I only hope for one
你不要去排斥,
thing. Do not discount all men.
Yeah, but that's what I mean when I asked you, do you understand what it means to be gay? Because that's not how it works.
我现在告诉你我的态度是这样,
this is how I feel.
那为什么你要变成这样,
why did you become this way? Why did you choose this?
I don't know. 因为你的家庭造成你这样?
Is it because your family influenced you?
Why 你有这样的想法?
Why do you think this way?
为什么?
Why?
It's not something you choose. You just are. I don't have the capability of falling in love with men. Do you know what that means?
Capacity.
Capacity.
It's not possible for me to fall in love with men.
Why?
I don't know. It's just not possible. Yeah, there's no trying. There's like there's dating. That, I guess that's trying, but it just you don't feel anything. And because you can't accept me as a whole person, I'm always gonna feel like I'm lacking this relationship. And I can't tell you everything because... So last month, December, was a really hard month for me. But the things that were upsetting me, I can't tell you because it would make you happy even though it makes me sad.
Why?
Because there was a girl that I liked who didn't like me back. And I was really sad for a really long time, but I can't tell you that. Because you would just be happy that this wasn't happening for me. And so December was a really hard time. And why I wasn't home so often. But I couldn't tell you these things.
I understand. If you think yourself, you have to do that to make yourself more happy, you will feel more comfortable.
If you feel that you need to act this way to be happy and more comfortable, then go ahead. If you make this decision, or when you meet the right person, I guess I can't do anything about it.
Go ahead, I'm gonna do. 但是你要我totally support你,
but if you want me to totally support you, I can't do that yet.
The thing that you should know, though, is that whoever my partner is doesn't change who I am now.
I don't think you've changed.
I just don't want to talk about it.
But why?
我觉得这是我的错。
I think this is my fault.
是我把你生成这样。
I gave birth to you this way.
那不是我的错吗？
Isn't that my fault?
It's the normal life, 不是这样子吗？
A normal life isn't like this.
But who says what's normal?
My generation, 我从头看到尾都是这样啊。
My generation, from start to end.
他没有错, 我不承认他有错。
I don't think there's anything wrong with it.
但是我希望孩子是这样。
But in my opinion, I expect my children to behave in certain ways, and if they don't, I can't do anything about it. I can't say I reject you, because if I do, you'll be unhappy. And I don't want you to be unhappy.
你说我care不care? 我当然care。 可是我的care 不能影响到你。
If you ask me if I care, of course I do. But I will let go of my care. I will minimize how much I care.
我知道你happy就好嘛。
As long as you are happy.
I think that's the only thing that I can ask. I mean, it's not fair to... It's not fair to change somebody's mind immediately.
好吧,就是这样。
That's fair.
All along, I thought if I could just get my mom to understand me, if I could just be clear, I'd reach her. We would connect and she would accept me. But I was never going to get that in just one conversation.
昨天跟你谈完话以后，我想了很久，想想我要怎么样跟你讲这件事情。Recently,
my mom left me this voicemail. She said she and my dad tried their best to support me and my siblings, but their understanding of us is limited. She wants me to know that I can call to talk about anything. She may not give me the answer I want, but she'll be there to listen. She told me that, as I grew up, she knew I was different. But no matter what I do with my life, she will always be there when I call. And my room will always be there if I need it.
Bye-bye. That's Kathy Tu. She and Tobin Low are hosts of the new podcast, Nancy, from WNYC Studios. This story is part of their very first episode, but there's more, including Tobin talking to his parents about when he came out. Go to iTunes, nancypodcast.org, or wherever you get your podcasts to find the show and subscribe. Welcome to the world, Nancy. And keep your eye on our feed, because we've got another Death, Sex, and Money episode coming out this week. Hear my conversation with Alec Baldwin, recorded in front of a live audience at the Brooklyn Academy of Music. That episode will be out this Wednesday.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Hi, I'm Josh Levine. My podcast, The Queen, tells the story of Linda Taylor. She was a con artist, a kidnapper, and maybe even a murderer. She was also given the title The Welfare Queen. And her story was used by Ronald Reagan to justify slashing aid to the poor. Now, it's time to hear her real story. Over the course of 4 episodes, you'll find out what was done to Linda Taylor, what she did to others, and what was done in her name.
the great lesson of this for me is that people will come to their own conclusions based on what their prejudices are.
Subscribe to The Queen on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening right now.